Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Hello, I'm Bob.
And I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages.
This week we're sharing the Steinkamp story. Yesterday we related how we were married and how we had three children and my call to ministry. After 19 years of marriage, we had been to every counselor in our area. We had problems with physical abuse. We had problems with my unfaithfulness. Charlene had grounds for divorce.
I had the escape clause, and that so many people in our church and in society want to share that if your spouse has been unfaithful, you need to separate and get divorced.
Well, what do the scriptures say about that?
The bad news is, Bob, is I didn't study the scriptures. I did not know the Word of God like I do today. So I took surveys, and I took people's opinion, and I did not seek my Lord. Because of the wounding, because of the hurt, the pain, and all the emotional and physical abuse that I had gone through, I listened to everybody else. Matthew 19, verse 8, Jesus replied, "Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard, but it was not this way from the beginning. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for marital unfaithfulness, and marries another woman, commits adultery."
In our family, I had a grandfather who had been unfaithful. In early elementary days, I can remember the havoc that divorce brought on our family. When I was 11 years old, my buddy and I were exploring the woods. We found a stash of someone's books they had thrown out. I could still recall the shame that went with that. It was not long until my buddy and I were looking for more books and more books and more explicit photos. I came into marriage totally unaware of the baggage that I was carrying in the form of pornography, in the form of generational curse of divorce in our family, and in the form of my sexual abuse as a child.
35 years ago, when Bob and I got married, we did not have premarital counseling and did not know the wounds that both Bob and I brought into our marriage.
So you see, we had all of this baggage and had three children and were trying to make a marriage work. The enemy, Satan, had attacked our marriage, and no one opened the Bible and said, "Here's what's going on, and not only that, Jesus has a solution." As a result, everyone pronounced us hopeless. Charlene filed for divorce, and I said, "That's good. That's what I want you to do."
When I filed for divorce, divorce was not popular. In fact, I felt like I had a flashing D of divorce on my head. Wednesday night before our divorce, God spoke to my heart in our church service, but I did not know that was Him speaking to stop the divorce. That was the beginning of the Lord showing me His plan and His purpose for our future. At the time of our divorce, I had become a very lonely, hurt, wounded, bitter, and angry woman at what I felt at that time my husband had done to myself and to our children and to our marriage. I filed for divorce due to my lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6, it says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We want to share our story and the Word of God to show you that God has another way and another alternative to marital unfaithfulness, to abuse, to all the circumstances that both you and your spouse may have brought into your marriage. God can change and heal and restore and rebuild your marriage on the solid rock of Jesus Christ.
On a January morning in 1986, Charlene called me at work. The divorce is final. It went through this morning. I had envisioned becoming a swinging single and being happy. Charlene thought it'd be better to raise three children without me, but we were soon to find out both of us were sadly mistaken.
Join us tomorrow to hear more of the Steinkamp testimony. God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.